Welcome to Radical Personal Finance, a show dedicated to providing you with the knowledge, skills, insight, and encouragement you need to live a rich and meaningful life now while building a plan for financial freedom in 10 years or less. My name is Joshua. I am your host. And in this episode, today, we continue our credit card theme week. I've been celebrating the launch of my brand new credit card course called How to Borrow Money Safely and Never Pay Interest Using Credit Cards. And as part of the launch festivities, I'm sharing with you this week excerpts from the audio of particular modules of the course. Yesterday, I shared with you the audio called Credit Card Debt is a Very Safe Form of Debt. Today, I have a segment entitled Credit Card Loans Can Provide a Way to Privately Purchase Goods and Services. And we'll get right to that in about 120 seconds. And I'll just simply share with you that audio. But this fills a niche and talks about something that I think is underappreciated about credit cards. And I really want you to be equipped with that information. Remember, during this launch week, from now, Tuesday, October 9, until this coming Monday, October 15, 2018. You can save 10 bucks on the purchase of the course. Here's how you buy. Go to radicalpersonalfinance.com/creditcardcourse. Again, radicalpersonalfinance.com/creditcardcourse. Use the coupon code creditcard10, T-E-N, creditcard10 in the next week, and that'll save you $10 off it, bringing you the total cost of the course down to $29. Now remember, 29 bucks is equivalent to about 1 month's interest payment on a $2,000 credit card debt. So if you ever think you would have it and you want to figure out how to even eliminate that, it's a great deal. Go to radicalpersonalfinance.com/creditcardcourse. Use coupon code creditcard10. Now sit back and enjoy this audio, which is an excerpt from the course called Credit Card Loans Can Provide a Way to Privately Purchase Goods and Services. Credit card loans themselves have a benefit of providing you with a way or multiple ways to privately purchase goods and services. Now, there are different levels to privacy. The first thing to consider is actually the transaction itself, the actual credit card transaction. And this transaction has varying levels of privacy, but it's worth considering that even though we usually don't think of credit card transactions as being private, they do give you a measure of privacy and protection. First, of course, the individual credit card transactions that you engage in can generally be kept private from other private individuals. Consider, if all that exists in your normal banking records is that you've made a normal payment to credit card company X, how can another person find out what you've actually purchased, especially if the transaction statements from the credit card company have been separately secured or destroyed? Nobody can go through your banking records or your checkbook and find out exactly what you bought with the credit card. They would need the actual credit card statements and the actual receipts. So you can use credit cards to structure your transactions and keep them private from other individuals. Also helpful is you can use credit card transactions to maintain privacy from things like banking inquiries. If you go to apply for a mortgage from a standard lender, one of the standard pieces of documentation that you need to provide in your loan application is several months of recent banking records. If you use a debit card for all of your normal transactions, now all of those transactions are going to be exposed to the scrutiny of that banker. This may or may not be a problem. This may or may not be information that you would prefer to keep private. Now, if you make all of your transactions on a credit card, and then once per month simply make a payment from your checking account to your credit card, now you can effectively shield the actual substance of those transactions from the mortgage lender. They will be able to know how much you owe on the credit card because they'll pull your credit report, but they have no need to actually see the individual transactions. Your $1,000 payment to the credit card company this month may be $110 transactions, or it could be one single $1,000 transaction. They have no way to know, so that gives you a little bit of additional privacy in your transactions. Even the actual transaction record itself really only includes the merchant's information. So depending on the merchant, you may be able to obscure the specific items or services purchased. $1,000 spent at the local electronics store could be one $1,000 item, or it could be multiple smaller items. And that information is not recorded in the credit card transaction. So that can be helpful as a measure of privacy. In addition, you can sometimes use credit card transactions in a more obscure way by using the credit card itself as a funding mechanism and using a third-party payment system as the payment mechanism. An example here would be PayPal. You fund your PayPal account with a credit card, and now you have an additional layer of protection over your transaction. Or perhaps you create a virtual credit card using a payment system such as Blur, and you charge that to your existing credit card. Now you have an additional level of protection, so you can obscure your transactions further. And perhaps most importantly, you can always use a credit card for a cash advance. And as with any other physical cash transaction, once you slide your credit card into the cash machine and take money out, you can then take that money and do anything that you want with it. The records stop when the cash comes out of the ATM machine. This is very, very helpful because the credit card doesn't ask you what you're going to spend the money on. That's different than applying for an auto loan, where they know you're going to spend the money on a car. That's different than applying for a furniture loan, where they know you're going to spend the money on the furniture. You slide that credit card into the ATM, you take the cash out, and you buy whatever products or services you need to buy, and the credit card company itself doesn't know the content of those transactions. And of course, one of the most cost-effective ways for you to do this is to use a credit card to purchase your normal items, which then easily frees up cash in your checking account for you to purchase perhaps more private items. So you can use the credit card as a payment mechanism while still being able to access cash that you can then use for other private transactions. When you add these benefits together, the ability to access a loan with significant privacy is very helpful. The most important feature of this is that because a credit card is not a secured debt, it can allow you to purchase items without making a specific loan application, which is then connected to a specific item. That is worth your considering. Now, one other major aspect of privacy of transaction and privacy of credit is credit cards can provide for you needed funds without any personal entanglements or obnoxious privacy-invading loan applications. It's much easier for you to fill out a loan application to credit card company X in the privacy of your own home, in the privacy of your own web browser, than it is for you to go to your wealthy uncle or wealthy aunt and ask them for money. They don't even have to know about your credit card application to credit card company X. So this allows you to borrow money very privately without having any personal entanglements. It also allows you to borrow money without making any statement of the other aspects of your finances. Some loan applications are quite invasive in terms of their level of specificity that they require of your personal financial situation, but credit card loan applications are not that way. Generally, they will simply pull your credit report, ask you what your household annual income is, inquire about the amount of your rent payment or mortgage payment and whether you own your own home or not. And from there, they will do their underwriting simply based upon your credit score. Again, that's different than many other forms of financing, which ask many more detailed questions. But when you can combine privacy of money while also avoiding personal entanglements, you have a very high quality of loan. Now, in addition, if you are in a worst case scenario and you default on your debt, if you have arranged things appropriately, that default can frequently be kept private. It can be kept private from employers. It can be kept private from family members. That default itself can be managed privately while maintaining the quality of your other relationships. This is very helpful because if you borrowed money from your wealthy aunt or uncle and you default on that payment, your holiday dinner will taste a little bit different as both of you try to eat through in the midst of the unpaid debts. These are major benefits of credit cards. So if you put together these benefits and perhaps others that are more important to you, you will find that when you need debt, credit cards actually have major benefits to offer, and you should seriously consider them. Now, if that piqued your interest and you'd like more, remember, there are many more arguments for credit cards. Go and sign up for the course now. Go to radicalpersonalfinance.com/creditcardcourse, link in the notes for today's episode. Use the coupon code CREDITCARD10 to save $10 off, bringing the total cost of the course down to $29. And as with anything, 30-day complete guaranteed money-back guarantee. So for any reason you view the whole course and decide you're dissatisfied, guaranteed 30-day money-back guarantee. Thank you so much. Go to radicalpersonalfinance.com/creditcardcourse and sign up. Remember, tomorrow there'll be a new segment called How to Manage Cash While You Pay Off Your Credit Cards. And on Friday, I'm hosting a live Q&A call for anyone who has purchased the course. That call will be available for anyone who has purchased the course. If you'd like to talk to me about specifics of your situation, get specific advice that's applied to any questions you have on the subject of credit cards, sign up for the course and you'll get access to that live call. And I hope you do, because I don't want to have crickets. I'm advertising the show and that would be really embarrassing not to have any callers. So come on, you don't want me to be embarrassed, do you? Have a great day.
Mother's Day is almost here and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style. All for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.